This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, CKU, Petitioner Respondent versus Daryl W. Hurt, Respondent Appellant, decided March 21st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division CKU, Petitioner Respondent, v. No. SD38623, Daryl W. Hurt, filed March 21st, 2025, Respondent Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Camden County. Honorable Heather Miller judgment vacated in 3 points relied on. Daryl W. Hurt, neighbor, appeals the judgment of the Full Order of Protection adult, the order, in favor of CKU and the petitioner. Finding merit in neighbor's second point relied on that, claims the order's conclusion that neighbor stalked petitioner is not supported by substantial evidence, we vacate the order. Standard of review and governing law. In reviewing the trial court's grant or denial of full orders of protection under the Missouri Adult Abuse Act, the Act, we will sustain the judgment of the trial court unless there is no evidence to support it, it is against the weight of the evidence, or it erroneously declares or applies the law. R.K. V.'s Kelly, 6-30, SW3D 904-908, Moats App, WD 2021. 2. Alteration and original, quoting LMM VJLG 6019, SW3D 593, 596, Moats App, ED 2021. Because the trial judge is in the best position to gauge the credibility of the witnesses in cases under the Act, the discretion of the trial court should not often be superseded. Id. Quoting LMM 619 SW3 at 596. Nevertheless, courts must exercise great care to ensure that sufficient evidence exists to support all elements of the statute before entering a full order of protection. Idiasitern. Quoting LMM 6119 SW3D at 596. Substantial evidence is evidence that, if believed, has some probative force on each fact that is necessary to sustain the circuit court's judgment. LMD v. Gowert, 622 SW3D 712, 717-18, MOAP WD 2021. Quoting IVV Smith, 439 SW3D 189, 199, MOBANC 2014. We view the facts and reasonable inferences in the light most favorable to the judgment. RK, 6-30, SW3D at 907-N2. Quoting LMM, 619 SW3D at 596. The evidence. As viewed in that light, the relevant facts are as follows. Petitioner and neighbor own adjoining tracts of land and have ongoing property disputes about whether a driveway located on petitioner's property is an easement benefiting neighbor and where the correct boundary line between their respective properties is located. Petitioner, her husband, and their two minor children moved into a newly constructed house on the property in December 2023. Neighbor's property contains a well and a partially constructed house. On August 14th, 2023, when petitioner visited her property to check on the progress of her house construction, a heated encounter occurred between the parties. Neighbor, with a beer in hand, was driving a four-wheeler around while intoxicated. After driving on petitioner's property without having permission to do so, neighbor inadvertently drove into a pile of trash located on his own property. After observing the mayhem, petitioner jokingly said to neighbor, "Hey, when are you going to move that trash?" Neighbor was annoyed by petitioner's remark, and neighbor began yelling and screaming at her, calling her stupid and a dumb baa. Neighbor and petitioner continued to argue about the trash. In addition to petitioner's children, petitioner's father was present during the exchange. Petitioner's father heard neighbor yell at petitioner that if she didn't shut her mouth, neighbor would shut it for her, and petitioner's father observed neighbor make several movements around that would be considered threatening. No physical contact occurred between petitioner and neighbor. Neighbor has repeatedly used the driveway he claims as an easement, and he has continually entered other parts of petitioner's property without permission. On one occasion, petitioner demanded that neighbor leave her property, but neighbor refused to do so. Neighbor has also texted petitioner's husband, telling him that petitioner is a dumb bamiliaus and that people think she is crazy. Petitioner testified that neighbor's actions have made her fear for her physical safety and have caused her to lose her inner peace, such that she does not want to be home unless her husband is present. The circuit court found these facts to be sufficient to support a one-year order of protection against neighbor in favor of petitioner and entered the order on April 25th, 2024. Among other things, the order granted exclusive possession of petitioner's property to petitioner and ordered neighbor not to use the driveway and instead use another route to get to his property. Analysis neighbors.